Chapter 2. The keep was deserted, an anomaly given the hour, and the moment we entered the great hall and saw that the long, scarred central table was not yet set for the evening meal, I sensed that something was wrong. Alfonso and Chacon were in the stables, unsaddling and brushing the horses. As Beatrice removed my cloak, I looked at the hearth. The fire had not even been lit. The only light came from the sputtering torches on the wall. "I wonder where everyone is," I said, rubbing my rain-chafed hands together. I tried to sound nonchalant. "I expected to find Doña Clara in the keep with her switch and reprimands." "Me too," Beatrice frowned. "It's far too quiet." I wondered if my mother had fallen ill again while we'd been out riding. Guilt stabbed me. I should have stayed inside. I shouldn't have gone out so precipitously, without leaving word. My governess entered the hall, bustling straight toward us. "Here she comes," whispered Beatrice, but I perceived at once that the concern etched on my ayah's face was not for us. If Doña Clara had initially been angered by our escapade, something more important had now taken precedence. "Finally," said Doña Clara, in a tone that lacked its habitual bite. "Where on earth have you been? Her Highness, your mother has been asking for you." My mother had been asking for me. My heart started to pound, as if from far away I heard Beatrice say, "We were with His Highness, Doña Clara. Remember? We said we were..." "I know who you were with," interrupted my ayah. "Impertinent child. What I asked was where you have been. You've been gone over 3 hours, in case you hadn't noticed." 3 hours.